Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Janie. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And good morning. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 8th, 2011, episode 289, sponsored by Easy Signs Online. Good morning, Horse World.
And remember how I said that nothing is going to work right today, Jamie?
Oh, Glenn, don't say, see, you started out negative, and karmically, you put that out into the world, and you said, nothing's working this morning, and I said, don't say that. Say, everything is working this morning. So, are you having a problem getting it to play?
Yeah, could somebody play the opener, because apparently I'm just not working this morning.
Uh-oh, that's not it.
Oh, wrong one.
Good morning! It's Thursday.
Okay.
I'll do it again. Here we go.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
I feel like you guys are messing with me today. I really do. I feel like you're messing with me.
Yeah, I might have accidentally done that one there, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, it's going to happen, and it's a technology fun is what it's called, Glenn. It's not technology sucks. It's called technology fun.
Got it. Well, by the way, I just wanted to see. This is why I feel like you guys are messing with me. Do we have a chat open yet? So just saying, I'm trying to, and nobody's paying attention. All right. So last night we had fun. We got together with our adopted bug, Callie Francois, the jockey in training, and she is officially done with her classes today. She takes her last class here at Jockey Training School in Lexington. And she is going to be heading out to, she's leaving Lexington on Friday. She's going home to the Great White North to visit family and friends. And then beginning of January, she's heading down for her apprenticeship in Florida.
And who is she apprenticing with? No small name.
No small name is, help me out here.
You forgot you were with dinner
totally
with her
forgot.
Last night.
I told you it's Thursday.
That's no excuse. It's Todd Pletcher. She's gonna be an apprentice jockey with Todd Pletcher. I don't even know the girl, and I remember that from the first time we talked to her 3 months ago about this. So yes, she is gonna apprentice with Todd Pletcher, and I mean that's just fantastic news for her, and she's definitely going to learn a lot. And if you're crazy enough to want to be a jockey, well then by God, go for it.
She's very excited. She is so excited about it. She's just about giddy. And she had her last ride yesterday here in Lexington. She has been training horses in the morning. She finished up her last ride in Lexington yesterday. I forget how tiny she is until you go to hug her, because I'm like 6'1". And she's teeny weeny itty bitty, and you go to hug her, and it's like bend her, because she is tiny. But she's
it's like
doing
you have
well
to get on your knees, like a little
pretty
kid.
Much.
Come here, little girl. Come here, give daddy a hug.
Pretty much. But she's very excited. And she says hello to all the listeners, and she is going to check in with us as when she gets down there to Florida. And she said she's going to work real hard to get Todd Pletcher on the phone with an interview with us some morning.
because he's already been on with us before, but somebody deleted the interview. Thank you very much. That would be you. It would
be
the interview.
See, I have this thing against Todd Fletcher, apparently.
I guess so. I guess so. Here I am trying to get a job. I'm trying to impress the boss, and I get an interview with Todd Fletcher, and he deletes it after we're done. Never heard on air ever. Thank
ever.
You. Unbelievable.
Now, you know what you just said. Technology happens.
Mm-hmm. No, it's you just don't like Todd Fletcher.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? Please save us.
On today's Easy Signs Online Thursday edition, Horse Junkies United fans unite for the Hottest Farrier Contest. Carrie will be here to tell us about this festival of objectification. Thanks for that nifty word, Jamie. And yet another list has tweaked Glenn's fancy, so it looks like we have some boiling over of the syrupy mess that is Crappy List Wednesday into Thursday. And last but not least, the Chronicle of the Horses here via Lisa Slade. And she's going to be telling us about the upcoming rule changes via the USEA. Is it USEA? No. What do they call themselves now?
I don't know who.
ASHA, whatever they call themselves.
Okay.
Those guys who make rules and change them a lot. She's going to talk about them. So
tune
in. It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday. Thank you. Goodbye.
Daily Winnies, Glenn. Daily Winnies.
Thank you.
We have a couple.
Let me see if the button plays. Hey, it worked. I have two birthdays today. Pamela Robbins and Kat from Draper Therapy. Happy birthday to both of you. We wish you a very happy horsey day today. That was it. Short and sweet of mine, because otherwise I'll mess it up.
Yeah, you guys are both having a hard time focusing. Did y'all stay out too late last night? Is that what happened? Were y'all drinking last night at dinner?
No, actually, we weren't. Didn't have one alcoholic beverage last night. It's Thursday. I'm telling you, sometimes, some weeks, Thursday is cursed. It's a cursed day.
Well, my Daily Winnie, I have a couple. The first one goes out to the Holiday Mail for Heroes program. And this is actually a really cool thing that the American Red Cross, who we absolutely love the Red Cross here on this show, and they're working with Pitney Bowes, which is that like postage company. They are collecting and distributing holiday cards to American service members and veterans and their families all over the United States and around the world. All you have to do, if you want to participate in this, and I highly recommend it, I'm going to write some letters today, is you write a letter and, you know, thank them or, you know, say whatever comes out of your heart as far as, you know, thanking the U.S. Armed Forces for protecting us. Send them a picture of you and your horse, you know, whatever you want to do. Like, this is what you protect. Thank you so much. And you're going to send the mail to Holiday Mail for Heroes. We're going to post the address on Facebook, but in case you are listening to this show in a couple days and that's already gone, here's the address for you. Again, Holiday Mail for Heroes, P.O. Box 5456, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20791. Again, Holiday Mail for Heroes, P.O. Box 5456, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20791. MD is Maryland, right, Glenn?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Capitol Heights is Maryland, yes.
There you go. MD.
Yeah. And I really like the idea of putting a picture in of you and your horse. That's a great idea. It really personalizes
it. Yeah, absolutely. That is just a great idea. I've been a part of some stuff like that at different radio stations. And it's just, you know, you just write a letter to somebody who's protecting you that you don't know. Don't expect anything back. Just write a nice letter to them or their family and send a picture of you and your pony, you know. It's just a really cool thing. So thanks to the Red Cross and Pitney Bowes for doing that. One more Daily Winnie for you, Glenn. Now, I would like to make an announcement that this is a coveted Daily Double Winnie. You really actually did a double Winnie too, Glenn, because a double Daily Winnie, because you went to Pamela and Kat for their birthday. Well, my double Daily Winnie goes out to Danny Reuter and Nancy Clark, because Danny posted on our Facebook page, when will Jamie be reading us another horsey epic? I miss all the drama. And then Nancy Clark replied, me too. Okay, you guys, if y'all could please petition Marguerite Henry and Walter Farley's people, we are harassing them, just so you know, behind the scenes. We have written them letters. Jennifer has stalked them. I'm about, you know, to sit outside the office buildings of wherever they are and just, like, accost them. Go, can I please read your book on the air? Just, that's all I want to do. But apparently they're not, like, where Black Beauty was domain free, these books are not. So I'm trying, I really am. If you have any other books that you want to suggest that the author would, I've looked at a couple. I'm just trying to find where the authors have sent them to me, but they're just not quite right for our show. So I need to get a book. So any suggestions you guys have, you can put me in contact with an author, whatever. Danny and Nancy, I'm on it. I'm working on it.
And all I said, yeah, and I think Danny was really trying to get at me, and it was probably in a roundabout way blaming me for this. But no, I said that Jamie could read another book. She just has to, she has to get permission, that little permission thing, so we don't get sued. You know, I kind of worry about that a little bit. So
just
it's not
mean.
Me this time. Jamie will even admit it's not me. It's not me.
But all you care about is, like, oh, the details of, like, the rules and not getting sued. It's, you don't care about us reading the book. You just care about your company not going
That's
under
exactly
by getting
right.
sued. I don't think
we even
care,
had people
but...
out in Norco when we were out there last week saying, oh, I love Jamie reading that book, and I, oh, awful.
Is it Thank really you. One of those things, though, like, Glenn, you know, when you know, this is women for you. When a woman wears, like, say, a really ugly dress or some really ugly shirt or some really ugly accessory, for some reason, because women have to make a comment about it, they will go, like that dress, or love that scarf, or, well, that hat is really nice. And I really feel like, is this one of those things where we love that book reading? Ugly little sweater wearer, you know what I mean?
Is no, like actually, that? I kind of think they actually liked it, which is, I actually kind of think they liked it. No, I think you're wrong about that. I think they actually liked it. I think there were a lot of people that actually liked your reading of that horrific book. And if you missed that reading, you can go back to, I forget when we did it, over the summertime. You can go back and listen to all the episodes for like 4 months when Jamie was reading that book, and then you'll have the whole book. A couple people have suggested that we take I take and cut out all the episodes and, or all of the readings out of the chapters and do it that way. But that would take me forever to do, so I haven't done that.
Okay,
I
missed
that.
It. Sorry. I dropped off.
I thought I was talking to myself.
You're usually talking to yourself, Glenn.
I said if people want to go back and listen to that reading of that horrific book you read, they can do it. I think it was done over the summer, and they can go back and listen to like 45 episodes to get the whole book.
Yeah, and again, I read Black Beauty one chapter a day, a couple chapters I had to split because they were really long. But, you know, I thought it was great. I thought it was so fun. And, you know, I thought you would appreciate it because sometimes when we had time to kill during the show, you would go, oh, just put Black Beauty in there. Just put have her read it there. We've got 5 minutes. So
well,
I
knew I was under pressure. I was under pressure. The vast listening audience apparently liked your reading of Black Beauty. I just hope we come up with a cheerier book next time.
Can you not admit to this day still that you liked that book?
Didn't like the book. Thought it was an awful book.
That is just wrong. Jennifer, at all, did you like it at all?
I really enjoyed your reading of the book.
She just said I had an ugly sweater on. That's what she just did.
I did. I genuinely enjoyed your reading of the book.
Okay. It just didn't matter. I could have been reading a phone book and you'd say that.
Yeah, exactly. You could read a phone book and it would be funny.
Jeez. Hey, let's educate
skill,
a little
Jamie,
bit here.
Be proud of it.
I'm over you guys. I'm gonna educate our listeners a little bit, because I think it's very important to know that you know when you're riding a horse and people
before you get to that, I have to talk about really bad ads tomorrow before you get to that.
Oh, you could have done it after. Go ahead.
Really bad ads. No, it's important. I get to it right now. Really bad ads is tomorrow. This week's you're messing with me today. This week's prize, it's written next. Really bad ads.
Focus.
This week's prize is what would you say, Jennifer? A 100,000-pound bucket of horse treat?
A 55-gallon drum. No. A 15-pound bucket of the world's yummiest horse treats.
All right, so it's a 15-pound bucket of Enjoy Yum horse treats from a little pet vet. Enjoy Yum's an all-natural, healthy, little, fresh-baked treat brought to you by a veterinarian who seeks to promote good health and nutrition for your pets. Enjoy Yum's are made out of simple, pure foods that horses have been thriving on for centuries. Oats and human-grade rice bran have a naturally sweet nuttiness that horses find irresistible. Apples and a touch of molasses give the cookies a delicious, rich taste and aroma. Just open the bag and follow the experience. Just open the bag and experience the fresh baked aroma for yourself. Carefully combined, the ingredients are slow baked to a satisfying crunch. They use low temperature ovens to preserve Easy Yum's natural goodness. You can find them. Enjoy Yum's natural goodness. You can find them at enjoyyum.com. This is not my day.
Dude, you nailed that one.
It is really not my day. I'm just going to hop off now, say goodbye to everybody, and let you finish.
All right. Well, you know what, Glenn? Why don't you take a break? Because Jennifer knows that when you talk to people that don't ride horses, and you say, oh, yeah, I don't go to the gym. I have horses. People always go, well, the horse is the one doing all the work. The horse is the one that's getting the burning calories. You just sit there. How many times have you heard that, Jen?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Especially I have two brothers that they could not tell you the front end from the back end. And sorry, Glenn, would you like to give the address for the ads? It's jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Please, if you have a really bad ad, send it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. There you go. Glenn, carry on. Okay, just take your break. I'm going to put you on mute. Gather yourself. Go get a cup of coffee. Jennifer, horse activities. I found this on Omega Alpha's Facebook page. And I think that, you know, this is the greatest excuse for us not having to go to the gym. Are you with me?
I'm ready.
For a 130-pound person, if you just ride your horse at the walk, you're burning 148 calories an hour. If you're 190 pounds, all the way up to 216 calories per hour. Now, if you were to clean your horse's stall, 354 calories an hour. 354. If you're a 190-pound person, 518 calories per hour. So with the increase of your weight, the more calories you burn. That doesn't seem fair. If you're just out...
I looked at that too and said, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that either. Maybe you have to work harder because you're bigger.
Yeah, I think because you have added weight, you burn more calories because you're actually moving around more weight. So I'll stick with like the middle branch for like the average 150-pound person.
Hold on 1 second, though. I got to make a comment. You said riding your horse at the walk burns 148 calories an hour. You want to know something depressing? You've ridden your horse at a walk for an entire hour. That's 8 M&M's, peanut M&M's.
That's how many?
8 peanut M&M's.
That's Glenn's. That's how Glenn measures calories.
I'm serious. Isn't that depressing when you think about it?
I'm never eating peanut M&M's again. And I have like a whole bunch of them on top of my refrigerator where I hide them. Just in case I need some candy. Let me carry on, because you can probably have more peanut M&Ms if you ride your horse at the trot, because riding your horse at the trot burns 457 calories an hour. How many peanut M&Ms is that, Math Whiz?
Oh, that's probably about one of those regular packs full. You know, the regular packs. Not the king size.
Okay.
Regular pack.
Not the king size. That makes sense. If you decide to groom your horse, 422 calories an hour. If you
who
decide...
grooms their horse for an entire hour?
Me? Clint, women? Glenn, geez, of course we do. And we braid them, and we brush their tail, and we clean their hooves, and then we have to, you know, sometimes we need to vacuum them, you know, whatever. It happens. If you are, say you have to go catch your horse, and you live in the land of Kentucky of giant pastures where Jennifer keeps her horse, and Beaker decides he doesn't want to be caught, 422 calories an hour hiking cross country with a halter to get your horse. 422.
He does that a lot, by the way.
He's
in a big field.
Yeah, and I specifically requested he live in the field furthest from the barn to maximize that effect.
Oh, good idea. Now that would just make me go, I'll ride him tomorrow. I don't want to walk all the way out there. Walking, carrying a 15-pound load, which could be a water bucket, a saddle, you know, 246 calories an hour. Just walking around carrying 15 pounds, which could be any number of things, a couple of flakes of hay. It could be, you know, your saddle and bridle. Again, a water bucket, but not full because those things are heavy.
Two barn cats.
If you two
one
barn cats. There you go. Now, of course, if you had to guess, Jennifer, what sport do you think, if you were to, you said, I'm gonna really work out. And what sport is it that I could do that would burn the most calories of any sport? What do you think it would be?
Let me think here. I'm going to say swimming.
Swimming?
Sorry.
No. Okay. All right. I can see where that might have been confusing. I don't think swimming is a horse sport.
Oh, you wanted the discipline. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. I'm going to say...
There's something in the air here in Lexington.
If we're going to stick with our current format here by the hour, I'm going to say fox hunting.
Well, that would work because... It's not going to be the top one, but riding a horse at a gallop, which you do a lot in fox hunting or cross country. Now, you would not have an hour-long cross country course or an hour-long gallop, but if you were to gallop a horse for an hour, you would burn yourself 563 calories. Now,
wow,
riding
I thought it would be
a horse,
more than that. Really?
No. Well, if you weigh 190 pounds, it's 690. That just does not fair. But the most calories burned by any sport, and this directly corresponds to how fit and attractive the members of these teams are, is polo. Polo burns the same as galloping.
Wait a minute. The calories burned per hour has nothing to do with the attractive part.
Have you seen polo players in, like, cologne campaigns without their shirts on?
That's
yes, they are.
There.
They are working hard. 563 calories, just same as a gallop. If you want to burn the most calories doing a horse sport, it would either be cross-country, I guess, galloping through a field, or playing polo, 563 calories an hour. And that is how those men get them hard bodies.
There you go. They do not work out.
And we are going to post this on our Facebook page just so you can all go and realize how much you're actually working. If you're cleaning stalls, it's got that on there. Grooming, if you're fixing fences, if you're just throwing grain, any of that stuff is on this list. So thanks to Omega Alpha for posting it, and I stole it.
Well, you want to know something that I while you were doing this, I thought, you know, okay, so you said you burned the highest ones on this list, a riding horse at a gallop for an hour, 563 calories, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
An hour, 563 calories. Do you realize then after you've done that for an hour and you go get a cheeseburger, a double patty cheeseburger, your you're intaking 706 calories. If you, before you go out and ride that and burn 563 calories riding your horse at a gallop per hour, if you had a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit from McDonald's before you went, you already have consumed 560 calories.
Glenn, can I just point out one very obvious thing here? If you were a vegetarian, none of those things would be possible, and therefore you would not have all them calories. Okay? Go vegetarian. Quit eating all
them. Yeah, you with the peanut M&Ms on top of your refrigerator, 8 of them, 200 calories. by the way, I thought what was interesting about this chart, which was really originally put up by professional equine grooms who we work with and they provide tips for our shows, was the comments. Some of the comments that were made were very funny. First one from Denise said, something's wrong here. I should weigh almost nothing, but it isn't working. Guess shoveling poop isn't enough. Need to ride. There were some others here, too. Let me see here.
I like Sandy's. When she's cleaning stalls, she wrote, the bigger the horse, the bigger the turds, and basically the more calories you burn.
That is true. We had draft horses. That is true. You got tired cleaning those draft horse stalls. That is heavy stuff. Let's see. There was one other one. I'm trying to find it here.
I did have to think that Emily Osborne was correct when she was like shoveling grain, because one of the things on the list is shoveling grain. I mean, I've got like a 3-quart scoop that I use. She's like, how much are these horses eating? You have to shovel your grain.
There was another one here. This was from a guy who was a working student in the groom. He said, which explains why I was eating 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day while working as a working student in Germany and not gaining any weight. So apparently they really work them hard in Germany. Jackie says all you need is polo, polo, polo. Or the polo guy. I'm not sure which. But Jackie was thinking of both there. Good list. You came up with a good list as compared to my crappy list. Oops, I think we may have lost Jamie again. And see, she's the one that said it was going to be a good day. And we weren't going to have any technological problems at all. So
I can
let
hear
me
you.
Do this. You're the one that said that. You keep dropping off. Having deficiencies today here in Lexington, something in the air that's causing us to not be able to think or talk, could you do the commercial?
yeah, I sure will. I just have to get back to it because my computer, you jinxed us, Glenn. You said nothing was going to work, and now it's all your fault. Today's show is sponsored by Easy Signs Online, and they wrote this ad, and it is so true, because moms, dads, family, friends, they probably have gifts hidden in a box that you gave them when you were younger. You probably gave them, like, that funky snowman tie that played I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. I think I did give my dad one of those. And then, a little ceramic rocking horse. And why they love these gifts and wouldn't trade them for anything, why don't you give them something personalized? Because personalized signs make great gifts. Since you know your friends and your family the best, great Christmas gift. You know, you can do the stall cards. You can do nameplates, anything that you can think of that could be a personalized sign. EasySignsOnline.com can do it. It says, in past years, customers have celebrated Aunt Harriet's quitting quilting or her love of cardinals in the garden. Neighbor John's sign has been customized with tools, his dog, or his mini farm. If you want a gift that's to be remembered and displayed for years, skip that novelty gift and check out the numerous personalized gift ideas at EasySignsOnline.com. If you don't know what to get for somebody, go to that website and just see what they have. Still plenty of time if you order by Thursday, December 14th for Christmas delivery. Again, order by December 14th, EasySignsOnline.com. Free shipping on most orders, so see the website for details. EasySignsOnline.com.
Thank you. See, you had a tough time with that ad, too. See, it's not just me today. And you know what? I'm wondering if Carrie from Horse Junkies United can save this show if we have any listeners left at this point.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, we're hoping, Carrie, because we need all the help we can get this morning.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, we've been better. It's Thursday. It's cursed Thursday. We have a new name for Thursday.
That's right. Thursday for me is a little bit of a hard day, too. You know how lots of people say Wednesday is hump day, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I find Thursday is probably one of the longest days of the week for me.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I
appreciate your support. Hey, so what's going on over at Horse Junkies United?
Oh, wow. Wow, what's not going on? I think when I spoke to you guys last, I think it was on our launch day or the day after our launch day or before. So that was about 6 or 7 months ago, I would say. And since then, we've grown from, I would say, maybe 8 or 9 riders to about, I would say, over 20. And in the month of November, we had over 100,000 separate individuals come and visit our site. And so I think we've grown.
Wow.
Yeah, we've grown tremendously. And it was a lot of it due to the leadership of Patricia from Eco Gold, which is fantastic. And we just continue to grow and grow and grow. So right now, we have a couple of really cool contests going on, and we have more exciting plans in the work for the new year.
All Jamie wants to know about is hot farriers.
I was just getting to that. there was an article that was released. I think you guys probably heard about it. A bunch of British co-eds posed in, you know, their hanky pankies and their
leather
riding.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard about it at all. That gives me another opportunity to go look at that calendar.
Well, there you go. And my personal opinion of that kind of stuff is if you've got it flaunted, as long as you're the age of majority, really, right? I mean, the girls look great. No one can deny
Carrie.
That. But again, I think it was quite tasteful. You can't really see anything. I mean, it's no worse than wearing a bathing suit. Anyways, so in a moment of infinite wisdom, we decided to post the link to the article on our Horse Junkies United Facebook page. And from there, this conversation started happening about how some people think it's great and how some people think it's horrible and, you know, everything else in between. And one of our readers said, well, I would like to see, you know, hot farriers next. And I went, oh, I can probably do that, because right away in my head, my farrier, his name is Tim Hallowell, based out of Ontario here. He's one of the hottest farriers I've ever seen in my entire life. And I said, hey, Tim, do you want to kind of be my guinea pig for this contest? And he kind of said no way at first. And I said, come on, yes, please. And I kind of had to beg him a little bit. And he eventually agreed. And so the premise is basically we want all of our readers to get a shot of their hot farrier in action. You can either send it to me at Carrie@horsejunkiesunited.com or info@horsejunkiesunited.com. And we will then amalgamate all the pictures. We'll pick some finalists. And we'll narrow it down from about 10 to 2 to our eventual winner. So that's what's going on right now. That's one of the contests. We do have a couple pictures in, and they are pretty—they're pretty smoking, if I have to say so myself. And we're just waiting to get some more pictures. So technically, we're supposed to receive all entries by today, but we're going to extend that probably to the end of this month, just to open it up to some more people.
I would like to let you know that this is really not that challenging. We did a hottest horseman of the year where we had several different categories, hottest farrier being one of them. And, yeah, people are proud of their farriers. And I don't know what it is about the smell of hoof that makes women crazy for their farriers, but I think that's it. So I have to admit that I'm a married woman, and to keep it safe, I have a female farrier.
to be on the safe side. Our farrier,
your mother along.
he's married as well. He and his wife just celebrated the birth of their first child back in the summer. So there's a lot of disappointment around the barn, I think, when that happened. But he is genuinely one of the most fantastic people out there, and I don't think they even get as much credit as they deserve. And mine is fantastic in the sense that, you know, when I call him in a panic about something, he first makes fun of me and then, you know, shows up within a day or so to make everything better. So I really think not only, you know, will we have the women, will give the women something to look at, it's also an opportunity to give thanks as well. And I shouldn't say it's not just for the ladies either. Those women farriers that are out there that are probably pretty buff, I'm open to receiving those pictures as well. I've had a couple comments about, well, what about the women farriers? And I said, yep, by all means, send them in.
Oh, absolutely,
Are you going to take it to the next step then and contact all of these these 12 farriers that win and have them take off all their clothes for a calendar next year?
I can possibly see that happening, yes. I mean, and what we were kind of thinking of doing, we haven't sorted it out 100% as of yet, but part of what I was hoping to be able to do was to actually, you know, put calendars or something along those lines into print and then just donating all of the funds from that to some sort of local charity or a horse-related charity or maybe, you know, the farrier apprenticeship school or program or something like that. So it's definitely something that we were talking about doing, and if there's enough interest in actually having these calendars printed and made up, we will absolutely do that for sure.
Okay, question: where can I find this on your website? The thing about having so many writers is that you guys have constantly refreshing the page. So unless you're on here 10 times a day, you're going to miss something. So
yeah,
where is it?
It is on. It is on our page. So if you go to horsejunkiesunited.com, along the right hand side of the page, you'll see all of our different writers. And under my name, you can access it there. It'll be one of the last couple posts that I had written. But what I can do too, if you would like, I can actually send a link directly to your Facebook page, and we can post it there as well, if that's helpful
cool.
for you.
Sounds good. And of course, if you're looking for it, it's Carrie from Horse Junkies United.
That's correct.
I'm just going to go on here and objectify these men right now. So that's why I'm trying to find it so I can.
Perfect. Well, so it's only Tim that's up right now. He's our only one. So we're, like I said, we've got a couple pictures waiting in the wings, but we need to get some more in there before we can release the hounds, I guess.
Okay, I'm just trying to find your hot farrier so I can judge.
It's a picture of him. You can look for yourself when you get there.
Gotcha.
Did you find it yet? I should have sent that to you.
I found it just by searching hottest in your search under horsejunkiesunited.com.
Okay.
I just said hottest in search, and it came up. It was the one that came up. And Jennifer, the link is in the show notes if you want to go ahead and post that on our Facebook page for everybody to see.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's got some guns.
Oh, yeah. And he's tattooed, and he has a shaved head, and he's pretty smoking hot.
She likes the bad boy.
Maybe.
Gary, tell us how you really feel. Don't hold back.
His apprentice, who is, I think maybe 21 years old, his name is Jake. He's pretty easy to look at too. So I kind of think that's a prerequisite now for becoming a farrier. And when you're apprenticing with a hot farrier, you have to be hot yourself. So apprentices, feel free to send in your pictures as well.
Okay, so I do have a question for you guys.
Sure thing.
How much do the women in the barn actually talk about the hot farriers? Is it really a topic of conversation?
I would say so, absolutely. I think it depends on the barn that you're in, but I would say our barn, it's an interesting mix because we've got those, the teenagers, and then there's some of the older ladies, and then there's a couple that are in the high 20s, low 30s age category, and whenever Tim seems to come to the barn, there always seems to be a plethora of ladies around. So, and we do talk about it. So, I mean, it's just, rather than it being around the water cooler, it's around, you know, a horse and a cross ties. So
hold up. I've got to do this. Okay, this is your farrier, and
yes,
he knows about this contest.
That's
has
correct.
He read this article? Because I've got to read an excerpt for
okay.
our listeners who are maybe not looking at it at this
sure.
moment.
Yep.
I feel like I'm reading like a Harlequin romance novel, the porn
no,
section.
Okay.
He sports no. Listen to this. He sports a muscle shirt in the summertime,
uh-huh.
which shows off his killer shoulders, arms, and forearms beautifully. And usually, you can see his abs through it because it's so hot here in the summertime, and the sweat makes his shirt stick to his body. He wears a tight sweater and toque in the winter, and he meets me random times at night.
It's
well
good
done,
though, but,
girl.
Thank you, but it's true. And I remember when I gave him the heads up that it was going out, and so he and his wife Ashley gave me a shout. I think it within a couple minutes of it going out, and they kind of applauded and said bravo. So it's really good. So he had full buy into this before I put it out. And I mean every single word that I wrote about it. Like he truly is fantastic. So. It is great. And so I guess, ladies and gentlemen, when you're sending in these pictures, do feel free to make it Harlequin romance-esque if you would like. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Hey, Jamie, I think you were looking for a book to read. I bet you that Carrie could write you a book to read that our listeners would absolutely love.
We could probably do something about that, make a farrier, rider, romance, barn romance, something along those lines. We could work that in. I could do that,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
There we go. I could write a couple pages a week. There you go.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, it was midnight. The full moon was on full display upon the sky. We hopped on our gray horse in the moonlight and galloped through the pasture. I could feel his arms wrapped around me as we...
Oh, no, keep going. Don't stop there. Come on.
Yeah, beautiful.
This is great.
I can't. My husband just walked in the room. I have to stop.
Hey, no, my fiancé has definitely left the room. That's where she kind of gave me a funny look, shook his head, and walked away. So.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
The divorce rate has gone up with guests of the Horse Radio Network. I just wanted to let you know.
Pardon me? Sorry?
The divorce rate has gone up with guests on the Horse Radio Network.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. I got to stop. Hi, baby. How are you? Everything good? You're going to give me trouble. Okay, so Horse Junkies United, send in your picture of your hot farrier. Look up Carrie if you can do what Glenn did. Just go to horsejunkiesunited.com and search in the little search tab, hottest. And you will see the picture and read the dirty book that she wrote about.
Yeah, read the dirty book that I wrote about my hot farrier, or my hot married farrier, Tim, who does have a child. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know you were mad when she got pregnant.
Well, that doesn't stop him from being
hot. Yeah, well, no, not at all.
It sealed the deal when she had the kids. You're all like, dang it.
I know. That was unfortunate. No, I'm just kidding. We were all very excited for them both. It really is wonderful. And alongside with the Hot Farrier Contest, there's another one that we have kind of going simultaneously as well, Ultimate Horse Junkie Competition or Contest. The premise of that is basically to write in and just tell us what makes you the ultimate horse junkie and why. Send us a picture of you and your horse, a short little blurb, maybe 6 or 7 sentences as to why you are the ultimate horse junkie, and there is a great prize involved with that. So I think the contest for that closes on the 15th. I think next Thursday is when that closes.
Right. All right, excellent. Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. We appreciate you joining us today. Of course, We love what you guys are doing over there at Horse Junkies United. There's always great articles on there. It's hard to keep up, as Jamie said, because there's so many of them. But
yeah, we try to post about 3 a day, 6:30 in the morning, 11:30 in the morning, and then 6:30 at night. That's Eastern time. And, of course, when there's things that come up here and there, we do things one-off on the in-between. But those are the times we usually do post, those 3 times a day.
All right. Terrific. Thank
Perfect.
You very much, Carrie. Good luck with it. And let us know when you have posted the pictures so that we can let our listeners know where they can check out the beefcake.
The beefcake. Well, there you go. The beefcakes. That's fantastic. I haven't heard that in a long time. That's awesome. I will definitely.
So
80s,
Glenn.
So
yeah,
yeah.
Very
Glenn.
80s. I'm a child of the 80s. Hey, I was reading that Harry Morgan died, so that was reminding me back of the 80s.
Of the 80s. There you go. There you go. Anyways, well, I assume I will talk to you guys soon, and I'm definitely going to see you guys down in Kentucky in the spring, I imagine.
All right, sounds great.
Perfect.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.
Right.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Glenn, I have to give you this without a doubt. You just said beefcakes. We're talking about hot farriers. Beefcakes comes out of your mouth, and then you say Harry Morgan died.
I was making me think of the 80s. MASH, 80s, all of that. You know, MASH was my favorite show of all time.
Of course, we use the whip sound when Glenn whiplashes us with a change of subject. yes, that was very sad, but not okay. MASH,
you know,
is your favorite show.
I was going to do a whole thing this morning. I was going to make Harry Morgan my daily Winnie, because MASH is my favorite show of all time. I have loved MASH. I still watch reruns of MASH. I just loved that show. And I loved Harry Morgan in that show. And, of course, Harry Morgan had the horse. Can anybody tell me what the horse's name was in MASH? I'll tell you what. First one to call 347-637-3238 with the horse's name of Harry Morgan's horse, Colonel Potter in MASH, will get a signed Horse Radio Network hat. First one to call 347-637-3238 with the horse's name and will get a signed hat. But then I started reading about Harry Morgan because I sort of remembered something negative about him. He actually got in big trouble back in 1997 for beating the crap out of his wife. And he was even pretty old. He was 92, so he was in his 80s and beat the crap out of his wife. So that's why I didn't. Harry Morgan, Colonel Potter, on MASH.
He beat his wife when he was 80? How old was she?
I don't know. I didn't really say, but I remembered something. And then I looked back in 97, so that was, 13 years ago. He died at 92, so he's late 70s or early 80s. And they didn't end up pressing charges because he actually went to spouse abuse classes for 6 months. But, yeah, I knew there was something negative about him, and I just couldn't remember what it was. So that's why I didn't do my whole tribute to Harry Morgan today, because anybody my generation, MASH was the program. Do you realize that MASH is still one of the most watched final episodes of any series in history?
Yeah, you know, I remember my dad watching MASH, and we were babies and laying on the floor, and every time I hear that sound, it takes me straight back to laying on the rust-colored shag carpet in front of the stripey, like, lightning stripey floral print couch that we had that was rust color. Like, it just takes me right back to the 80s. I mean, I was like 3, okay? So that's my memory.
Yeah, no, and my dad and we used to watch MASH together. MASH was one of those that you could really watch with the family, and it was just funny. It was. Do you know what that theme song, do you know what the title of the theme song was?
MASH.
No, the theme song actually had a title. Does Jennifer know what that one is?
Suicide is Painless.
That's right. It was called Suicide is Painless. That was the name of the theme song.
Well, that was from the original movie, and the original movie was very, very dark.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't like the original movie too much. I liked the TV show. It was much, much better than
I think
the original movie was. Yeah, it was definitely lighter. And for all of you that don't know what we're talking about, that was just a great tune anyway, Jamie.
I can barely hear it.
Yeah, it was just a great tune anyway. So.
Well, now that we've done 5 minutes on a show that ended in the 80s, I do want to hear your gifts, because we talked yesterday about regular gifts that horse chicks, would they like this? Now you found the list of gifts to buy for horse women.
Yes. Now, this was put out by about.com, which is a place where you go, but they have some really good information on there. It's all about different things. And they have a horse section, and they have a writer by the name of Catherine Bloxdorf, who writes in there about horses. If they get questions about horses on about.com, she answers them. Well, she posted the top 10 gifts for horse owners and horse lovers. And these are it. There were some unique ones in here, and then some you went, okay. The first one, she said, is fill a feed pail. Fill a bucket with goodies you've selected yourself, wrap it with clear cellophane wrap, and top it with Baylor twine bow. And she also puts ideas in there for stocking stuffers that you could put in the feed pail. Do you guys like getting stuff like that that's not prepackaged? We talked about this yesterday, and I think you do, that actually took some thought to fill up the bucket with stuff that might mean something to you.
I love that idea. And you know what? I've been trying to think of what to get my boarders for Christmas. And, you know, I bought a candle. And I was thinking, I need to get some horse stuff. So maybe that's a great idea. I'll get a bucket. I'll do a bow on it. And maybe I'll get some brushes and some horse cookies and some carrots and stuff it in a bucket. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
So yes, and I really like the Baylor twine bow, too. That's something I hadn't thought of before. That's
great.
And maybe a little duct tape. You got to add a little duct tape in there for effect.
No, put the duct tape in the bucket. What horse yeah. person doesn't need duct tape for Christmas?
And you know what? They never had colored duct tape way back when. Now you can get duct tape in a million different colors. How cool. Number two, Equine Behavior, A Guide for Veterinarians and Equine Scientists. Had you ever heard of this book, Jennifer?
I must admit, I have never heard of this book. Because
it
I'm neither a veterinarian nor an equine scientist.
Well, this is what it says. It's an up-to-date, comprehensive guide to horse behavior. Although the title says scientists and veterinarians, horse lovers will be fascinated by this thorough examination of all aspects of behavior, including socialization, evolution, vices, perception, learning, blah, blah, blah. So apparently it's a pretty good book. We'll have to get that one and review it. Equine Behavior, A Guide for Veterinarians and Equine Scientists. It sounds really, really like it would be a thrilling read. Maybe we could do that one every morning on the show, Jamie.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Riding lessons or clinics. You know, what horsewoman wouldn't like to get a clinic given to them for their famous with their favorite clinician? That would be a very popular gift.
You know what I would like in that same vein is that when my bill from Barb, my coach, comes, Four Peaks Farm, if somebody could just write a check for that and just mail it back to her and just tell me you paid the bill. That'd be great. Because she just lets it go. I'm like, oh, my God, I owe you that much? Holy cow.
The next up is Horse Owner's Veterinary Handbook. You know, every horse owner should have a vet guide. If they already have one, this is probably not such a good gift. But if they don't have one, then a gift of the Horse Owner's Veterinary Handbook is probably a good gift. Although, for me, as a horse husband, that seems too practical. I don't know. Doesn't seem like a very good horse husband to buy gift because it's just practical. It's something you'd buy anyway. So I'm not buying that one from the horse husband.
Yep.
Five, a treeless or soft tree saddle. And all I can figure out with this one is that she's in the saddle business and sells treeless or soft tree saddles because that's the only reason.
Yep.
In here.
I like that she goes on to list brand names. She probably is the, you know, creator of one of them.
Yes, exactly. The number six surprises me, bag bomb. She says, strange as it sounds, bag balm was a hot item in a recent silent auction I was at, originally developed to keep the skin on milk cows' udders from getting chapped. It's become a favorite of anyone who has worked outdoors in the weather. When we had our store, Jamie, back in the mid-90s, we sold a bunch of bag balm. It was pretty hard to get back then. The manufacturer was slow. It's just hard to get. But people would buy this stuff like crazy. And apparently bag balm is still popular.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. You know, when I worked in North Carolina, my hands would crack because every day for the event riders, we'd have to clean every water bucket. And it'd be like 2 degrees outside. And you're having to scrub water buckets, and your hands would crack. And so every night we'd take bag balm, put them on our hands, and then put some gloves on.
And I think bag balm's been around since about the same time Christmas started. I think a version of it's been around for about 2,000 years. And the bucket looks like it, the little jar can it comes in looks like it's been around about that long since. Winter riding jacket. I think it's a fancy, nice winter riding jacket. It's always a good gift.
Absolutely.
But they are cheap. And the next thing, and I thought it was interesting that you put this one on here, and I know both you and Jennifer will agree with this, Carrot's riding tights. Another one that I don't advise a horse husband to get to the wife because we are going to screw it up somehow. We are going to get the wrong size. It's going to be too big. Better too small than too big, but it's going to be – it's something's going to be wrong about it. Probably have them pick it out, point to you to the exact ad with a complete description of size, color, and which design because otherwise we are going to mess that one up.
Yeah, well, here's what you do, Glenn, is you go and do your – now, this is where guys don't think. All you have to do is go into the closet, pick up a pair of Jennifer's Carrot riding tights, because we all, as horse women, have these, because they're the greatest pants ever. You open them up, you look at the size, and you just go order that one. It doesn't have to be that complicated.
Okay.
Do you like that idea?
But what you're saying is we still need help.
Just go look at the size. You don't have to guess. She's got them in the closet. Every horsewoman has them in the closet. Just go look at the size and buy the one that's already there. See, you guys just need help, and it's so obvious.
You know, I would have never thought of that, to be honest with you.
I know. That's my point. Never would have.
If your significant other has several pairs and you can sneak a pair out of the closet, wrap them up in a box and send them to Carrots and say, please send me a new pair exactly like this.
Yeah, you can do that too. Take a picture of it, email it to them, whatever. I would miss mine, but yeah. Good Lord.
And I saw Jennifer got an answer here, by the way. But and it looks like this was the top 10, but I only copied over 8, and I don't have what the final 2 were. So there. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? One of them was tack trunks. She said tack trunks.
You can get me one of those.
Yeah, Jennifer actually is wanting one of those for Christmas. So tack trunks is always a good idea.
Table valet.
And we got an answer.
Tablevalet.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got an answer to Colonel Potter's horse's name on the TV series MASH on Facebook. Cindy Bean wins that one. Her name was Sophie. Sophie.
Send us your info, Cindy.
Send us your info. We'll get you a signed hat out to you. And that's about it for horse items here. Let's take a break for our song, and we're going to come back with Lisa, who's going to tell us about some of the rule changes that are coming up from the annual conventions that are going on right now all over the place. Right now, actually today, starts the United States Eventing Association annual convention in Nashville, Tennessee. But I know
Woo-hoo!
A couple of the others have been happening. I have a special song for you today, and this is brought to you by FeedXL. You know, if you're always looking to do nice things around Christmas time for people, do a nice thing for your horse. Get on FeedXL.com, put in the information about your horse, put in the information about what you feed your horse, and it's going to spit out a report that's going to tell you whether you're feeding your horse correctly or not. If you haven't taken the time to do this, we've been talking about it for a year now, take the time to do it. Go to FeedXL.com, and it takes 5-10 minutes to do this, and you're going to be able to adjust your feeding schedule, your supplements, everything you give your horse to be exactly what your horse needs. And now that it's wintertime, feeding has changed. Grass is gone, and we're feeding a little bit differently. So you're going to want to do this twice a year. You're going to want to do it over the winter, and you're going to want to do it in the summer as well. So go to FeedXL.com. This is put together by some very smart doctors of nutrition who have done a ton of research to make this happen. So FeedXL.com, you're going to be pleased with what you find out. And this might actually help you save some money. You might be feeding too much, too. That's one of the options that they show you at the end. This is a song that we haven't heard in a year, and I think, Jamie, you are going to be happy with it today. It's not Dominic the Donkey, because apparently that wasn't so popular. And also, it is not here, because it didn't apparently upload when I was having all of those troubles earlier either. See, I told you it was Thursday.
Okay, so you don't have the song to play, but I do believe we have our little emergency song in case anything doesn't happen. We can always play Girls and Horses.
All right, only because it's an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, being lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still and I dream about him. I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those endless. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah.
That is Templeton Thompson, one of my favorite songs of all time, Girls and Horses. And we play that song most of the time when Glenn screws something up and we just need a song to play. And that's why we played it today, because Glenn is having a bad day. And my internet connection is just dropping me off. So it works. Today's show is brought to you by EasySignsOnline.com. Of course, if you want to get that song or any other Christmas songs that Templeton Thompson does, it's TempletonThompson.com, or you can follow her on Facebook. The Horse Radio Network would like to welcome the Chronicle Report. Now, Lisa, I know that you are going to talk about rule changes about the USDF, the proposed changes for all disciplines. Now, I would like to at some point brush on the fact that you guys did like a best of really bad horse stories. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was pretty awesome. People do some dumb things around their horses.
Yeah, tell everybody exactly what that section is that I'm talking about on crownofhorse.com.
We thought it would be fun to compile sort of all the weirdest horse news of the year. So I remember seeing some of the stories as they came up. The one I remember in particular was there was a pony who somehow managed to get himself wedged inside of a large tire. And the pony was okay. Someone had to come cut him out, and then he was fine. But I remembered that story and a couple others, horses falling in pools, horses falling into people's windows and stuff like that. So we just sort of compiled some of the strangest ones, and they were pretty funny. I think the pony in the tire is my favorite still.
And I remember covering that story because we love these really bad horse rescue stories. I mean, Glenn, yep, and his favorite thing to do is to talk about horses that fell into pools or whatever, and they got saved. Now, what I didn't realize was that Dave Mustaine from Metallica, he was the guitarist from Metallica, then he started Megadeth. And when you think of the band Megadeth, you think big, tough, burly, will kill you kind of guy. What did he? I never knew this story about him.
I had no idea about this either. You know, every day, I'm sure you guys do it too, you're sort of looking for things that are happening. So sometimes you just Google horse news. And randomly, this is one of the things that came up a couple of weeks ago. It was a list of Dave Mustaine's 10 most prized possessions, one of which is his miniature horse. It says we found Rocky living in a junkyard, abused and malnourished. A lot of stuff was wrong with him. He didn't like people at all, but we just loved on him, and now he's really friendly. He comes into the house.
Oh, I think we lost her. Lisa,
I gotta
you still
read
there?
This.
Sorry, I lost you for a second.
There
no
you
worries.
Are.
So you were saying
Am
he
I
comes
back?
Into the house. Yeah, you're back, Lisa. He comes into the house to hang up. Sometimes he spits up his apples. When you're a horse person, you just get used to it. I had no idea that the guitarist from Megadeth was a horse person. Never would have thought that ever.
No, I thought that was so funny. And we actually tried to contact him. I mean, we would love to talk to him about that. And, of course, it's impossible because he's a really famous person. So I haven't heard back from his press person yet. But I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Please do. Please do. So talk to us a little bit about the rule changes.
Okay, back to boring rule changes. As you may or may not know, I was at the USDF convention last week. For dressage this year, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you remember last year, helmets were the big thing. Everyone was talking about helmets. Helmets should be allowed.
Yeah.
And
right, yep.
So that was like, that was the big debate last year. This year, the big debate was over a national championship. Dressage is, I guess, one of the only sports that doesn't have anything like an all-together national championship besides the ones that are for, like, super elite riders. They have the Grand Prix and intermediate young riders and things like that. Your average
level
rider.
You know what, Lisa, you're breaking up on us again. I'm going to, Jamie, I'm going to have Jennifer call her back. See if
hey,
we can get a better connection. And I'm going to have Jennifer, can you call Lisa back and see if we can get a better connection on that?
Yep.
I told you we were cursed today. You didn't believe me.
God, see, you started out the day with it, and I'm starting to believe you now. I mean, I think you were right. And maybe next time this happens, we just quit. We're like, all right. And the show is over now.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. I woke up today, my computer wasn't working, nothing was working right. And it was like, oh, this is one of those technology days when I'm thinking there's sunspots today that's causing it. Because sometimes sunspots affect technology, so I'm just blaming the sun. It's actually out for the first time in 5 days here in Lexington, so maybe that's the problem. We actually have
sun. You know what? You guys have sun, and we have, like, below 40 temperatures. It was 37 degrees last night. That's insanity for Phoenix. I can't handle it. I had students yesterday call me and go, are we going to have our lessons because of the cold? I'm like, it is 55 degrees during the day. I think you're riding.
I lived in Ohio for a freaking year. You can ride in this.
Yeah. Seriously, I would ride in 3 feet of snow, to head over to the indoor, which was below zero, and get your butt out here. It's 55 degrees. Yeah, but when the sun goes down, because we ride until the sun goes down, it gets really cold. I'm like, wear a jacket. I don't care.
Lisa, are you back?
I'm here, I think.
Okay, yeah. Good. We'll try
Sorry,
again. Sorry about that.
So anyway, as I was saying, a national championship for all levels of dressage, and that actually passed this year. So 2013, it's going to be sometime in November, between mid and early November. It's going to be at the Kentucky Horse Park, and so that was the big excitement of this year, was that if you're like a first-level rider, now you have the option to go to a national championship, which you didn't have that option before.
Now,
so, like, the eventers have national championships, dressage didn't?
Yeah, I know. It's super weird. They've always had the regional championship system. And, like, sometime a long time ago in, like, the early 1980s, they had a very short-lived national championship for dressage, and then it went away.
What's really exciting about this, Lisa, is the fact that you said there's going to be a dressage national championship, and it's going to take place at the Kentucky Horse Park. What's exciting about that is there is no way Glenn is getting out of going to the Dressage National Championship.
Oh,
it's right there, and you're going to have to cover
it.
I know how you love dressage and going to dressage shows.
That is pretty much the most fun you can have is going to a dressage show.
Lisa, would you like to cover it for us as a reporter on the scene?
Yeah, that's possible. I'll send you an email with my hourly rates and things like that.
Okay, all right, yeah, you do that. Might be worth it.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's actually going to move to the West Coast after 3 years. So you'd be off the hook after only 3 years, Glenn.
Oh. 3 years of a week-long dressage show.
Yep. If you can tough it out through that, then you're solid.
Hey, Glenn, you know how I fly in for Rolex every year and we broadcast live from Rolex? I would like to point out that I will not be flying in for the dressage show.
Oh, you wimp.
It'll be fun. You know what? Maybe we're going to see some really, really famous horses there. So, you know, Edward Gelf horse. Or, yeah, who knows? So it's a championship. Well, that's awesome, Lisa. And again, I'm really enjoying the article that you wrote about the weird horse news of the weird, I think you called it.
Yep. Yep, weird horse names. Yeah. That's something we're going to try to do from time to time on our website from now on, just because I think it's really funny. Hopefully other people think it's funny, too.
Yeah, I love it. Before I let you go, I have to read you this. I heard a splash, and I thought, oh, no, the horse fell in the pool, said the owner's son who did not want to be identified, from Boston.
I know. Is he like is he a criminal or something? Why did he not want to be identified? Is he on probation? Who knows?
Yeah. Is there something sketchy about just about all these? And we appreciate it. And Lisa, thank you for coming on and talking to us about the news. Of course, everybody check her out at Lisa Slade, cronofhorse.com, and you can read her News of the Weird articles and the rule changes all there. cronofhorse.com. Lisa, thank you so very much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right.
One of those days. One of those days. I'm here. I'm here. Can I give you a bit of good news?
Oh, please.
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, there's this little show in Pennsylvania called Ludwig's Corner. It's outside of Philadelphia. It happens every year, and Jennifer's been going to Ludwig's Corner the show's actually been going on for 68 years. And it's a great little show. They have 600 horses that come every year. It's a little festival and a fair, and people from the community come out. Like I said, it's outside of Philadelphia. And we went there. We actually set up our tack shop there every year, and Jennifer's competed there. And people, families bring their kids out. It's a pretty big event in this area. And the Ludwig's Corner Horse Show Association has been running this show for a long time. Well, they were in a little bit of a spat for some reason, and I was hard to understand the legalities of all of this. And I tried to get someone on, but I haven't been able to get someone on yet, with the Board of Supervisors of the area where the horse show is, the government body that runs this area. They got in a little spat. Well, the Board of Supervisors decided to pass Resolution 20-2011 of eminent domain of the showgrounds. And they actually declared the showgrounds unfit. They condemned the showgrounds and through eminent domain took the property. Well, and there's nothing wrong with the property. It was just this fight they were having about something. And I don't even know what the something was. Maybe somebody can enlighten us on what was going on there. So the town took it. And well, they had a, you're going to love this, they had an Occupy Ludwig's Corner last week, where they encouraged all horse lovers to come out to Ludwig's Corner and occupy the grounds with their horses. They had hundreds of people show up, and they had an Occupy event at the showgrounds. And then at the supervisors meeting, hundreds of people and their kids showed up from across the county at the supervisors meeting. And now word has come down that the supervisors are thinking about rescinding it because obviously it was an unpopular decision. So
yeah.
The good news is these stupid supervisors might be rescinding this, and Ludwig's Corner will get to have their fairgrounds back. Government out of control.
Woohoo!
So, good job. Fight back.
Another news story for you is War Horse, the movie. You know, obviously, we are all so excited about it, and it comes out Christmas Day. And I'm going to buck Christmas tradition, I'm sure, at Chad's family, because I'm going to be like, okay, got to go see a movie. Bye-bye on that night. But War Horse, I didn't realize that Emily Watson is in the movie. And we all know Emily Watson as Hermione from the Harry Potter movies. Did you realize that she was in that movie?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize that was the same girl.
Yeah, Emily Watson, who played Hermione. And I just loved her in those movies. I thought she was fantastic.
I don't think you're right, actually. If you look at the picture of Emily Watson, unless Hermione has aged about 40 years, I think it's somebody else.
I don't know. Emily Watson is the name of the girl Hermione.
Yeah, it's not the same actress because this lady's about 50 years old.
Bummer! I was so excited that she was going to be in it. I guess there's probably a lot of Emily Watsons over in Europe.
There must be, because this is not the one.
Dang it! I was so excited. Emily, well, if you Google Emily Watson, the first, like, a million things that come up are Hermione. So whatever. Anyway, this Emily Watson was hired on by Steven Spielberg to be a part of the movie. And what she didn't tell them until about a week before filming was that she was absolutely terrified of horses. Terrified, like shaking, huge fear of horses. I did like the quote she said, "I like domestic animals, but big, large ones that might hurt me, I'm not very good at. I'm a bit of a wimp." Horses are domestic animals. They're just, yeah, I guess they're just bigger. She said, "I like domestic animals, but big, large ones that might hurt me, no." Then you don't like domestic animals because horses are domesticated. Anyway, she says she had to overcome her fears, but she did not tell Steven Spielberg that she was afraid of horses until a week before they started shooting.
He kept her on, I guess, in fire on
the
spot.
It was too late. She played it smart.
Well, you know, Steven Spielberg's daughter's big show jumper.
Really?
Yeah, did you know? It seems like, as I said, it seems like the in thing now is for celebrities' daughters to get into equestrian, and they all seem to be show jumpers. Seems to be a thing right now. Yeah, Steven Spielberg's daughter's really big into show jumping. And that was part of the reason that he did this movie, was because of her love of horses. That caught his attention when he was looking at scripts, and that's one of the reasons he brought her to the opening of the movie in New York. And the reason he brought this particular daughter along was because she was so into horses, and she was partly responsible for him taking on this project.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that's I'm just glad he did it, because I think he's going to do the movie justice. Hey, do you remember in the movie Secretariat, Glenn, when they're having the press conference and Penny Chenery is sitting there, and then the guy that owned the other horse is like, "My horse is going to beat Secretariat. I guarantee it." Boom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hitting the... Did that scene seem a little ridiculous? Because the guy was such, like, such a jerk, and he's, like, coming after this poor little woman who's owned Secretariat, who's just trying to save her family's farm, and he's like, "My horse will win, blah, 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 blah," and he's, like, beating the desk and carrying on. Well, we have a modern-day one of those, Glenn.
I have an 80s word for him, blowhard. There's another 80s word for
him. Exactly. That's a great 80s word. It's very fitting. Well, there's a horse, Black Caviar, who we have talked about a million times. And Black Caviar has won 16 straight races. She is a filly. She's like the European version of Zenyatta. Okay. She's amazing. Well, Peter Davenport, he's a part owner of a challenger named Haylist. Okay. The horse's name is Haylist. Well, this owner has come out and said that he is confident that Haylist can beat Black Caviar, that Black Caviar's day of reckoning is coming, and Haylist is the horse who's going to end the mare 16 race streak. Does that not sound like the movie Secretariat?
Yes.
He says that it is prerogative for owners to say silly things like that, but he's either going to end up with egg on my face or a slap on my back. When the moon and stars are in alignment, he will be the horse to beat her. I guarantee it.
Now, you should have done that with an Australian accent, because isn't Black Caviar Australia?
When the moon and stars are in alignment, mate, he'll be the horse to beat her. I guarantee it, mate.
And I apologize to all our Australian listeners.
I'm the worst. I'm the best accent doer of all time. So it's going to happen sometime next year, I guess, at the first of the year. They haven't figured out the exact date. But Haylist has been beat by Black Caviar 4 times already. So I like that he says when the moon and stars are in alignment, he'll be the horse to beat her. When are the moon and stars ever in alignment? Like, never.
When the moon and stars are in alignment, I'm going to meet Carrie Underwood in person. Have dinner with her.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And that'll be the day that Haylist beats Black Caviar.
Hey,
I love that fresh talk.
We can't get through this week without having a story. You mentioned it earlier, and you brought it up. It's all your fault. Fire crews help a show jumping horse get out of a swimming pool. because, yes, sure, this happened. You'll never guess what country. Take a guess.
Well, of course it happened over in England. Because
in England, of course it did. The Hereford and Worcester Fire and Rescue Service was called to a garden in Hanbury near Droitwich at around 11:20 a.m. to help rescue a horse named Louise from the disused pool. And apparently, to get this particular horse, who it's shown in the pictures in a blanket. I'm assuming they put the blanket on after the horse went in the pool. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, they went in, and to get this horse out of the pool, apparently it was in this deep pool, and there was no way to get it out because they didn't have a little harness thingy. So they pumped out an estimated 25,000 liters of water into a nearby field, and then they carefully positioned bales of straw to create a makeshift step so that Louise could be led out to safety. I do have to say in the pictures, does Louise even look distressed to you? Louise looks perfectly happy. Louise was reaching over the side of the pool wall eating grass.
Okay, yeah, I just found this story. First of all, yeah, he's like reaching over the edge of the pool, grazing on the grass around the pool. The other thing is, this is the most disgusting water I have ever seen.
I know.
Green slime. I would not let you pump that out into my field for $1 million. That is disgusting. Second of all, or third of all, his name is not Louise. It's just Louis.
Oh, it's Louis. It's a boy horse. I couldn't see that part. He's wearing a blanket.
Louise! Oh, yeah, you're funny.
It's adding a French twist to it. Louise.
It clearly says in this article, the horse, a fully grown gelding, is a show jumper.
How do you expect me to read the articles? I just glance them. I don't read the whole thing. That's like,
that's what's the problem here. You're not reading. All right, I think that should wrap it up today, Glenn. Get off the air. You're just killing everybody today.
Goodbye, everybody. That's all I'm saying, because otherwise I'm going to break something.
Absolutely. Spay, neuter, and gelding.
Really bad ads tomorrow. Really bad ads. HorseVideoNetwork.com.
Glenn, bad ads. Meds. Just go take your meds. Lay down. Lay down nice and quiet. Take a nap. Back to bed.